An urgent vaccination program is being rolled out in the Northern Territory through Indigenous communities to try and contain an outbreak of meningococcal. There have been 17 cases of this potentially deadly disease in the Territory so far this year, 10 this month alone. And health authorities are worried these numbers could spiral now. Dr. Charles Douglas is the Acting Director of the Northern Territory Centre for Disease Control. He joins us from Darwin this morning. Charles Douglas, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Just before we get to this particular outbreak in the Territory, how dangerous is meningococcal disease, Charles?
Meningococcal is a very serious disease and can make people very unwell and indeed cause long-lasting disability or death. However, it's not very easily transmitted. So the risk is quite low, but if you do become unwell, then clearly you can become very unwell or die.
And what is it? What are the symptoms?
Most commonly, people get a fever, may get a stiff neck, a severe headache, become confused, young children avoiding bright lights, young children can become drowsy, don't want to feed, you get sore muscles, and then a rash, usually.
Is it primarily in young children, and this outbreak we've seen in the Territory this year, is that amongst young children?
Traditionally, meningitis strikes people in the teenage years, but this particular serial group is slightly unusual, and almost all our cases in the Territory have been under 10.
Okay, so we've got this outbreak of 10 in the last month. How bad is this season in comparison?
Look, we usually see less than 2 or 3 a year. So the fact that we've had 11 since the 1st of September is extraordinary.
And dangerous. It's frightening.
It's of significant concern, yes. We're having a robust response.
What do you think is happening? What's going on? Why have we seen this outbreak?
The outbreak is of this particular serogroup, serogroup W. It's emerging as a problem globally and indeed nationally in Australia.
Why is it? Do we know why?
We don't fully understand why this particular strain is emerging. We're still learning about it, but it is slightly unusual in that it presents in somewhat unusual ways in some cases, and also the sort of young people that it's affecting.
And this outbreak that we're talking about, is that within one particular Indigenous community or region?
No, it's largely confined to Central Australia and a couple of regions adjacent to that. In our particular case, it hasn't got to the top end, but it's scattered amongst the communities, and I think this is a reflection on the fact that the population is very mobile and do travel a lot between the communities.
And are there situations or circumstances that make meningococcal, the contraction of meningococcal, more likely or to spread more quickly?
I think probably it's not very easily, it doesn't spread very easily, but the conditions that a lot of crowding in Aboriginal communities, that would tend to facilitate transmission.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Dr. Charles Douglas, Acting Director of the Northern Territory Centre for Disease Control. Charles, the centre is responding with a vaccination program. How extensive will this be? Who are you targeting?
Since the outbreak is confined almost to the areas that I mentioned, Central Australia and a couple of adjacent regions, and it's confined to the Aboriginal communities, they are therefore at highest risk. So we're mounting a vaccination campaign in those regions targeting all people between 12 months and 19 years, all Aboriginal people between 12 months and 19 years.
So that's started now? Have you got teams out now?
We've done a lot of vaccination in communities where there has been a case. The more broad program is going to start rolling out next week.
How quickly does the vaccine provide protection?
It takes about a month for the protection for people to become protected.
So are you concerned that in the meantime we're going to keep seeing more cases of meningococcal contracted?
I hope we don't, but I think we probably will.
Within the cases that have been contracted so far, the W strain is quite a severe strain, as I understand it. Have we had any? We haven't had any fatal
Incidence? In the Northern Territory, so far, thank goodness, we haven't had any fatalities.
Oh, thank goodness. So next week you're going to start this rollout through Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory. What about more broadly? Are there plans to include a meningococcal vaccine for all one-year-olds? Would this be a good idea, or is this something you can see contained?
No, our intention is early next year to mount a vaccination program with a vaccine that covers the W0 group for all 12-month-old children throughout the whole of the Northern Territory.
And why would it be just the Northern Territory, Charles? Should this be a national program?
There are discussions and negotiations underway at the national level and they're considering introducing this vaccine.
All right. Charles Douglas, good luck with the program and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Well, good luck for all of those in the communities which have so far seen incidents of meningococcal, an outbreak of 17 cases this year, 10 in the last month, and that compares to, I think it's 3 last year and 1 the year before. Charles Douglas is the Acting Director of the Northern Territory Centre for Disease Control.